Six people have been diagnosed with measles in the Memphis area in less than a week. That's more cases in just a few days than the entire country has seen in all of 2016. There are also several outbreaks of mumps right now, including at universities in Indiana, Ohio, Massachusetts. At least 40 people have been diagnosed with the mumps at Harvard in the last couple of months. Harvard's trying to stop the outbreak by isolating students who get sick, but it's still spreading. So what are the questions here? Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases and public health for STAT, the new National Health and Medicine publication, and our weekly partner. She joins us by Skype. And Helen, you wrote back in October in one of your articles, the U.S. could be on the verge of a measles outbreak, researchers warn. Is that what we're seeing in Memphis?
Well, it's kind of too soon to say, Robin, at this point. I mean, six cases, as you mentioned, is more than the U.S. has seen so far this year. But 10 in total is what have been reported so far this year. And that's well below what has been seen in the last few years. You'll probably remember last year there was a big outbreak associated with a couple of Disney theme parks in California. And there were over 125 cases associated with that outbreak in 24 states last year. So you know, we're still in the early days yet. Measles is something that public health people take very, very seriously because, among other things, it can kill. There was actually a death in the United States last year, the first one in over 12 years, I think. And it's extremely contagious. So people who are not protected against it, you know, if they come in contact with somebody who has measles, they'll catch it. So that's why they watch it very carefully.
Well, that's what we understand is the herd mentality of vaccinations. The more people who are vaccinated, they protect the vulnerable, like infants under 12 months who aren't vaccinated yet and those who aren't vaccinated. And we understand that in Memphis, it was largely infants who aren't old enough yet who got the measles. So real concerns there. But what about mumps? How serious are the mumps and how mumps spread?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Measles and mumps are both delivered in the same vaccine. You would have heard about it. It's been in the news a lot over the last decade and a half. It's known as the MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, and rubella. With measles, if you see a case of measles, it means, generally speaking, that the child hasn't been vaccinated against measles. If you see a case of mumps, that's not necessarily the case. The mumps vaccine, that component of the MMR vaccine, is just not as effective as some other childhood vaccines. So you actually can see people who've had the requisite number of doses, and they still get the mumps. And in fact, in the cases, a case of the Harvard outbreak, as you said, I think most of those kids actually are vaccinated.
Right.
It's just that when mumps start to spread, generally among kids of that age, a community of kids who have close contact with each other, might share drinks, might be kissing, might share cigarettes.
You think?
That's a really it's a really effective way to spread mumps, and so you often see it in when it spreads in communities of college kids.
So, Helen, what other concerns might officials have? Are vaccination rates dropping? Are fewer people getting vaccinated? I mean, what else is going on here?
Well, I mean, there have been real serious concerns about that in recent years. As you will remember, there was a study out of England in the late 90s published by a man named Andrew Wakefield, which alleged that the MMR vaccine was linked to higher rates of autism. That has subsequently been completely disproved and actually expunged from the scientific record, but it really planted a seed in some minds. And there are people who to this day believe that's true and refuse to vaccinate their children with the MMR vaccine as a consequence. So there are sort of pockets of kids in parts of the United States who aren't vaccinated against these two viruses. Often, sometimes it's a philosophical objection, you know, parents who just are afraid of the vaccine. Sometimes there are religious objections. You see outbreaks of these two viruses amongst some religious communities that don't vaccinate for religious reasons. Yeah. And the more of that, you know, the numbers of unvaccinated kids and adults grow, the more likely you are to see outbreaks and bigger outbreaks than we would have seen in sort of a decade or two ago.
Well, meantime, officials are saying if you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated and become part of the herd. And when it comes to measles, especially protecting the vulnerable, like the infants under 12 months in Memphis who now have measles. Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases and public health for our partners at STAT, the National Health and Medicine Publication. Helen, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.